Once again, it's a very good afternoon, good evening, good morning, Sanbonani, Dumelang, Absheni, Moleni, bonjour. Welcome to this edition of Mjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is a boy, Mdungisimbella, the most handsome 32-year-old on this side of the equator. Most handsome guy in the cheese cup, Muhammad Ali's protege. Roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. I definitely don't buzz alone. I definitely buzz with ever beautiful, ever shining, ever glowing. Too many adjectives, so little time. Oskhumi, hi.
Hi, Mlu. How are you?
Oh, well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, had a fantastic week.
It was a week. Let's just keep it at that. It was a week.
But guys, it's payday. Come on.
Yeah, like life happened and yeah.
Guys, it's payday. We're still feeling the jits of payday.
Payday has, in this economy, payday has very little significance.
I see.
You don't even get excited.
I see.
You for just, payday anymore.
Yeah, because you're just waiting for who's going to debit first.
Yeah. And how much is who, and what? Who's going to charge me for what, how much? That's where we are in our lives right now.
I'll tell you a place where we're not going to charge you that much. It's just totally free for you to be interactive with us, the social media platforms. But you can be highly engaging and interactive with us. No animal cruelty today. But the topic at hand.
No animals were harmed in the making of this episode.
Yeah, like, what? Who's coming? Hey, what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about unicorn relationships.
Yes.
And that's a fancy way of saying you are introducing nyati into the relationship or atishelapa.
Away.
Like, that's just a fancy way of saying it. But unicorn relationships are when both partners agree that they're going to bring somebody in to make the relationship stronger. They both agree. So if you are the unicorn in this situation, you are an official nyazi.
Side.
Bonified nyazi. How about now's piri?
Yep.
You are known, you are part of the family.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
On this particular episode, we're talking about unicorn or unicorn relationships or unicorn concept. It's basically a concept that was made popular in the European side of things. Very popular.
Of course.
Yeah, very popular in Europe, very popular in America. Essentially, like Oskhumi put it in our South African context, it's just somebody who is brought in as a substitute or as just an enhancer to just say, guys, get like in the bedroom, guys, get like in terms of our romantic.
And that's why I explained it, Kaspage, because there's no other way to explain it in English.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so it's really a, if you are in construction, you know what they call a brick enforcer or brick forcer. Something that's just there to make sure that things don't fall apart. We're talking about that. And just how this concept, you know, part of, I think we're going to talk about it later, you know, because it floats and it swims across very different lines, you know. One of the articles, I think, if I'm not mistaken, is the Metro in the UK. One of the things it talks about, it's borderlining on polyandry because it's a concept that speaks to having an additional member of the relationship or additional person in the relationship, officially with consent between two people. So there is that conversation to say it's sort of interfering with polyandry.
I was about to ask, is it like polyandry?
Some people say it's close to threesome or anything related to that. It's close to it because remember polyandry is consent that you give to your partner to have multiple partners.
Okay.
That's what polyandry is. So here I just think it's just a fancy, like you're saying, it's just a fancy way of access granted to say we are going to add a, like an SUV, we're going to add a spare wheel at the back.
I think this is one of those conversations that that's going to divide the genders, women are not going to agree to this concept.
But
whereas men are going to be raising their hands up and saying yes,
hallelujah, and
count me in, I want that.
Because I think the concept of unicorn essentially is predominantly popular with female. So because the person who becomes the unicorn is the female, their approach, and normally this concept was initiated by the fact that we have people who are sexually fluid, who don't see gender, and who are pretty okay with guys and gals.
I was about to say that if, as a woman, you are sexually fluid, you would be okay with this concept.
Yep.
But if you're not,
and
then it would be and especially if your partner brings it up to say, let's introduce somebody else into the relationship, you would have a problem with it.
Yeah, and it's just unfortunate.
And I think it goes both ways. If you as a man were sexually fluid and your partner, your female partner says, let's introduce a third party, you'd be okay with it. But if you were not, it'd be a problem.
It's just a pity because we had scheduled our very busy now. He's taking autographs now after shooting movies. It's busy.
Yeah, Mr. Movies.
Yeah, Mr. JP Mueller could not be, because we wanted to have a conversation with him. But one of the things he contributed or attributed to when we spoke offline was that South Africa, or Africa in particular, we're still very conservative when it comes to sexual orientations, everything sexual beings. I mean, we are in Pride Month. Shout out to the LGBTIQ+. We are in Pride Month. And for those who celebrated, let us celebrate. Let us ensure that everybody, whatever your sexuality is, you are entitled to
it. We celebrate you.
Yeah, you're entitled to it. Oskumi would have shouted out a specific certain Amstel for it.
Listen, I'm an ally. I can't help it. Eli.
Yeah,
okay.
She would have shouted out to Amstel. But where I was going with this was, it's such an easy thing for Europeans, Americans, and everybody else outside of the African continent to adapt to it, because sexually they are more accepting, even though there are countries in Europe that took time to obviously to warm up to, for instance, legalizing same-sex marriages. But it's a concept that will thrive on that side of the equator because they are more accepting. I think Africans are still, there's still this rigidness in terms of who, what, where, what you are into, and you must be either heterosexual or either then be extremely on the LGBTIQ+.
But can't we argue that in the African context, then it's what polygamy is?
Yeah, it is.
You know, you are bringing in somebody else. Okay, not somebody else, but you're bringing in a third party into the relationship because certain things are not being fulfilled. And therefore, we both agree that somebody else
would fulfill,
might be able to fulfill those needs.
I think the difference is then there's no commitment because it's polyamory.
So with unicorn, there's no commitment. There's no formal commitment like with polygamous relationships.
All it does is there must be consent between two parties.
Okay, so it's not a formalized.
Yeah, it's not. So it's arrangement. It's not. It's just make sure that if me and Khumi are dating and we decide to bring a unicorn, both of us agree to who, what the unicorn looks like and what the terms of reference is. Predominantly, before I give it to you, Khumi, predominantly, the unicorn is brought in for two things. That's the majority of it. For sexual enhancement, but also for romantic purposes. So it's very seldom that you will find people marrying a unicorn. Excuse the pun. by the way.
I'd love to marry a unicorn. Listen, I'm going to throw a spanner in the works. And, yeah. If you are in a relationship, right, and you feel the need to bring a third party in, why? Why are you still together if you now feel somebody else can improve on what you have? Clearly, there is a disconnect.
I see.
Why, if there's a disconnect, why are you adding something else that could potentially complicate the situation?
Let me look at it this
way. Why not just walk away?
Let me look at it this way. I'm going to use, it's a pity we don't have, we're not live streaming. You were going to see exactly the analogy I was going to use. So we have a mixer that is here in front mm-hmm. of us, right? Intambia Kwan is short for us to connect it to our sound system and to all our other systems.
Mm-hmm.
We need an extension cord
mm-hmm.
for us to connect it to that, right? Because our lentambole, even if this khalil guti si vulam laptop or computer or that sound system that is there, we need that extension to ensure that it gets the power from there and to ensure that everything else that we need to connects.
Mm-hmm.
I look at it as weird as that looks like. I look at it that way, right? Relationships come to a point where everything is just limited to. It gets to this point, right? We love each other to this point. Our sexual pleasure has reached its ceiling. So most of us, if you love somebody or you are closely connected to somebody, you don't necessarily want to get rid of that person. Most of us then jump to cheating. We had a conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
We've had podcasts where we spoke to that. Where people then, if it's not working, then you decide to outsource. But in this case, you are saying that instead of me cheating unofficial, I'm saying, baby, these are your shortcomings. Excuse the pun again. This is where we fall short in terms of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can we introduce?
See, this is where I differ with the concept, because, and without
judging,
and casting aspersions or anything like that. I love you. You, whoever I'm dating, that's my partner, and I love them.
Yep.
Right. But something is lacking in the relationship. You know what I mean? Whether it be sexually or emotionally, there is just like, there's a disconnect, you know. My thing would be to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
I would not immediately think, let me bring somebody else in to fix the situation.
Mm-hmm.
No, the situation is not working. So let me just walk away and find something else that might perhaps work. You know, hence for me, I have a difficult time grasping this whole unicorn concept, because I'm thinking, why?
Look at it this way, right? Look at it this way. People, we have sex workers.
Okay.
Which some of us will not honestly agree that we dabble into.
Mm, yeah.
We're not gonna.
Yeah.
This is just, and this is not to all the unicorns, it's not a diss, by the way. But it's a similar concept. Right? If you are going to a sex worker because you want to fulfill a specific need, desire, the unicorn concept is saying, instead of you going gang-gan,
Do it officially. Okay, can I throw another spin in the works?
Yes.
Fine. We have whatever issues we have in the relationship. We decide to now introduce a unicorn and have a problem with the word unicorn because unicorns are so sweet and so innocent. Why did it have to be unicorn? But anyway, that's my problem. We then decide to introduce a unicorn into the relationship. This unicorn then decides, oh, you know what? I love this setup. I love this life. I love this man. And I want this man all to myself. So what now happens to me?
Well,
now this woman, this woman now has decided, no.
Give him 10 deals.
This is my man. And I want him all to myself. What now happens to me?
It becomes tricky. Very well publicated.
Or maybe this man decides this woman
is the thing for you.
You know, is the one for me.
How do we traverse through it? If you go to there's a publication I think that explains it beautifully, very well, verywell.com. It's a sex and lifestyle publication in the UK. They explain it very, very well. If you go to the website and check on unicorn, you get the holistic view of it. And I think one of the things they highlight when they talk about the characteristics of a unicorn, it is a unwritten agreement, like you were saying, that speaks to you providing ultimately a service, for a lack of a better word.
Well, it does sound like it's a service.
Yeah, you're providing a service for the partner or partners in the particular relationship. So you are providing that particular service.
So it is provider.
Yes. So, and one of the things that highlights, I think when you go onto the website, there's a spot where it talks about what does the term unicorn hunting mean. It just highlights it beautifully. They are not meant to, let's put it like that.
Unicorn hunting, so meaning they literally...
Yes, they find you.
Go out and seek these kind of people.
And it stipulates, you are not, it's transactional. So it's not by binding. So there's no binding. And like you're saying, because you're providing a good spanner in the works, because we are feeling beings. Right? You just don't have sex and not engage. You just don't partake in a relationship and not feel for something. And maybe that's where, I don't know, maybe there's a shortfall. But hence I'm saying, if you read...
Yeah, because, I mean, you're dealing with human beings. And we've seen this with people who have been side chicks and side people.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. And they end up now deciding that they now want the prime spot or the prime slot. And then they're going to get rid of the main. You know? So I can imagine that in a situation where you are now this unicorn, you might feel that this man or this woman is your soulmate.
Yeah.
Is the one, is the love of your life. But then they already have a partner. And this partner is your obstacle to progress.
For sure.
And then therefore they must be eliminated. You know? What happens in that situation? Like, you literally catch feelings. What happens in that situation?
I think when you look at its composition, right? Because it steals from a, what do they call it? A throuple relationship.
Yes, throuple. That's the one I was thinking about.
So it steals certain characteristics from
I
there.
I still don't get that.
It steals from that, and also what they call it, what a triad relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So it steals certain characteristics from there.
What's a triad relationship?
So it simply means that it's a relationship between three people. I know.
You know, for me, all of this, why can't you just be enough? Why can't you just?
I just think. I think.
Why
I just,
is one person not enough?
I just think, Oshumi, we always say it, and sometimes we don't know the consequences of it when we say that sex is fluid. And
listen, I get that, ne? I absolutely get that, and
but
no, there's no but. Oh wait, is there?
Not the one that's cut by the equator, by the way.
Listen, I get that there's sexual fluidity.
Yes.
Ne? And I respect that. Hence, I say to you, I'm an LGBTQI plus ally. I support sexual fluidity. But now when you introduce a third party to your relationship, why? I can't stress this enough. Why?
Hence I'm saying, you know, I always think we have polyandry to fall back to as an African tradition, where we know that at least by virtue of legally being married to this person or legally being in that sort of arrangement, we are sort of comfortable in it, right? So this one speaks to an arrangement that speaks to sexuality and also just things, a relationship that's just there to enhance a relationship.
I think maybe I'm not as open-minded as I'd like to think. Yes. I am.
Yeah.
I think that might be my problem, because for me it's I don't know, I'm when it comes to relationship, I'm one-dimensional in my thinking.
No, but also, but remember,
if it's not working out, walk away.
Do like a tree and leave.
For me, it's that clear cut. If it's not working out, walk away.
Yeah.
You know. But I and hence I'm not going to judge anybody who engages in such relationships. You know. It's not for me. But I understand that other people might want to, for whatever reasons that they might have. You know, those are their reasons. It's fine. I'm not gonna judge them for it. But for me, that's how one-dimensional my thinking is when it comes to relationships. If it's not working out, walk away.
Yeah.
Yes, I love you, and I want to build a life with you, but you're not satisfying me sexually, therefore I will be okay with us having somebody else to enhance that connection between us. For me, that doesn't make sense.
I know. I know.
For me, that doesn't make sense.
I know.
But I get that it makes sense for other people. Yes, our sex life is great, but we are not communicating the way we should be or the way that I want us to be. Therefore, I will be okay, or I will even suggest that we bring in somebody else to help us with that.
Mm-hmm. Hence,
again, it doesn't make sense.
Hence I'm saying,
but for other people, it does.
Guys, hence I'm saying, read up on it on verywell.com. It breaks it down absolutely beautifully. But one of the things I think when it gets towards the end, because it says, how do you then categorize it, and what are some of the sort of do's and don'ts? And this is where I think it highlights it properly. We said it that in order for it to be a unicorn. It needs to, firstly, the consent comes from the couple.
Both parties. They both have to consent to it.
Whatever it is, heterosexual, relationship you are in, it starts there. The terms of reference, as the article says, towards its conclusion, the rules, as you were saying, the rules and the overall setup of the unicorn are always subjected to the people who gave consent to it.
You know why through...
That's Spanner in the Work.
Yeah, that's Spanner in the Work. There's this series that I watched, Why Women Kill. There's this couple in the series. It's okay, I'm not going to explain the whole concept of the series, but I'm just going to explain this couple. This couple, the woman is bisexual,
mm-hmm.
right? She has secretly been seeing this woman behind her husband's back. The husband knew when they got married that she's bisexual.
Uh-huh.
But she's been secretly seeing a woman behind the husband's back. The husband then says, no, you don't have to. I would like to meet this woman.
Yeah.
He meets this woman. This woman then becomes part of their family. And that's what they call themselves, a family. And they essentially are a throuple.
Yes. You know,
they don't have any issues, nothing like that. It's just that this woman is who she is, you know. So he then says, I'd like to meet her. She then becomes part of the family, and they are a family. They set rules. But now, the husband, this lover, they now start doing things. Bali too, without the wife. You know, and the wife suspects it. But it's like, nah, you know. And then this one, who was introduced into the relationship, she now thinks, hey Mara, this is my life. This could be me. This is me. And she tries to get the woman out, the wife out. You know, she literally, because the husband is a drug addict, blah, blah, blah. He's a recovering addict, and then she gets him back on drugs. She basically wants to be this, she basically tried to be the steering in his life. You know, until then, the wife caught on, and then she told the husband, they both caught on, blah, 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 blah. And that's why I threw that spin in the works, that what happens now when this partner, this person that you brought in to solve your problems, becomes the problem?
Because I think ultimately that's why we actually started this conversation. Because I think most of the time we forget that we are feeling beings. We forget it. And sometimes even the terms of reference, like it has terms of references. It's easier said than done. It's easier to put forward. It's easier to look at and say, okay, we can do it. But then when we have to practice it, it's a whole different person.
Listen, I will share my food. I will share my space, my living space. I will share my drinks. But I will not willingly and wittingly share my man with somebody else.
Period.
This is my one-dimensional thinking coming into play. I will not give consent to share my man. That's how, like, I am that selfish.
No,
I will share everything else. You can wear my clothes. You can borrow them. Keep them if you want to. I don't care. It is what it is. It's whatever. But my man
remains yours.
Haisham Dali. If we have problems, we will work through them. We will go to
men's clinic, women's clinic,
men's clinic. We will go to church. We will go to a therapist. Whatever that needs to be done to solve this problem will be solved. If not, you go your way, I go my way. Hey, there will not be a third party.
Yeah.
If you decide to bring a third party in behind my back,
yeah,
then you are cheating. Now, yo, my kala,
I just think, as we conclude, the conversation was just to say, guys, the world is evolving. The world is evolving, sex is evolving.
And I can't wrap my head around.
But the only thing that scares me is there seems to be a justification now for everything. You know, you're cheating? Oh, no, it's not cheating. It's called unicorn.
Hence, I said unicorn is a bona fide nyat. You're an official nyat.
Yes. And I think why they called it unicorn. Unicorn in the horse kingdom. I don't know what they call their fin. It's so pretty, but it's the only horse that has
a horn.
Yes.
They're so precious.
So it's got a horn. Why does it have a horn and the others don't? So it's got an additional something. Are an additional something in the relationship. I park it there. I leave it there. Danko.
I have nothing else to say. Like,
yes.
Except that if you feel this is for you, I'm not judging.
Yes. Do you, boo-boo? Do you. But I think people who are polyandry practitioners would relate to it. Definitely.
Like I said, I don't... It's not for me.
You're not the target audience.
No, I'm not the target market. I'm definitely not the target market. But I don't judge.
Where?
If you feel that it's for you, do you boo-boo.
Okay. Another place where you can do you boo-boo is on our social media platforms.
You can find us on Facebook, Daily Sun.
Yeah, boo.
Or you can tweet us at Daily Sun SA.
Hey.
Or you can find us at our forever beautiful home, www.dailysun.co.za.
/Mjolo, and you get to see this and many, many other episodes. Guys, we are literally just under 20 episodes to our 100th episodes, and we are counting, and we once again thank you for all the overwhelming love and support that we are receiving. Thank you so much. And yeah, guys, keep safe. Please make sure that if you're going to be jiggy jiggy, the weather patterns are really getting a bit cold and are getting us into a bit of a cozy situation. Please make sure that you're wearing your condoms, you are lubricated with condoms on. If not, guys, please make sure, get yourself vaccinated, everybody. Get yourself a booster shots. Lume mlu, English mlu.
Lume, English mlume.
Yes, booster shots, everybody. Otherwise, like the regulations, the cupcake state, guys. Please make sure if you're in an enclosed venue, you're wearing your mask. Mlungis. Mask.
I know it's time to go home.
Mask, right, and you are sanitized, everybody. Yes, injalo. As old Khumi would say, get hydrated.
Inangmeti.
Don't drink other things.
Inangmeti.
Awa. But once again, everybody, big thank you to you for listening. If you see me and the lady of the house on the streets, but if you see me in particular, you must know. It's Mlungi Sibele, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese crop, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive.
And she's still from Miss Yami, and still without a cool outro.
Unicornly speaking, it's love and light, everybody.
Why did you just call yourself a unicorn?
I said unicornly speaking.
Wow. Be kind to one another.
Shab.